CAT scans for plants. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The National Science Foundation awarded over $1 million to a research team to determine how plants respond to stress such as drought. A better understanding of this stress response will help researchers develop better practices for crop and forest management in drought conditions. I asked Dr. Daniel Johnson, assistant professor in the Department of Forestry, Rangeland, and Fire Sciences in the U of I's College of Natural Resources, what they learned.
We are learning that our understanding of plant drought tolerance is incomplete. And like a lot of things in science, it's complicated. But the things that we are learning is that the things that we've been taught about plant water transport and plant water use are not totally correct. How off are we? We don't really know. We're entering what I consider a new generation of learning about plant science. And it has been techniques, especially visual techniques, like CAT scans or micro CAT scans that are now available for plants that have unlocked some of this new information. Everything we knew about plant xylem, we knew it in two dimensions, and we knew it from textbook scans of cross section, and that was it. And now that we have things like the particle accelerators that allow us to use their CT imaging systems to look at plants in three dimensions, we're learning a lot more about how those vascular systems actually work.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.